Welcome to another edition of Here's an Idea podcast. I'm Sherry Trigg, editor and director of content with Medical Design Briefs. Here's an Idea is a podcast presented by the editors of SAE Media Group that showcases today's most innovative technologies and ideas. The medical device industry landscape is becoming increasingly complex with an evolving regulatory environment. With all of this, medical systems must be designed to allow for change, particularly if businesses want to stay at the forefront of innovation. The focus is now data-centric systems versus equipment-centric, creating a fundamentally different business model. What does this new normal look like, and how can medical device and life sciences businesses best address it? Today, I'm talking with Matt Eisendrath, president of Full Spectrum, a company that focuses on product development programs in medical device, life sciences, and regulated robotics. Matt is an innovative leader within the life sciences industry, joining Full Spectrum after leading medical device and life sciences in the Americas for Capgemini. Matt, thank you for joining me on the podcast today. First of all, how has the pace of technology adaptation in the medtech industry changed?
Sherry, thanks so much for having me. It's great to be here. And to dive right in, the pace has changed pretty significantly. If you go back and if you think about healthcare sort of in general, it tends to be slow and careful with how it adapts new technologies and change because there's patients at risk here, and any change needs to be well understood and make sure that the Hippocratic Oath is followed, you know, first do no harm. I think what we've seen is, you know, over time, largely there was electromechanical, or even before electromechanical systems, there was mechanical systems, and then electromechanical systems and software really became prominent sort of in the 1970s in medical devices. More recently, connected systems are part of what most medical devices are or strive to be, with data aggregation and collection, and now sort of more sprawling systems that have connectivity and data and often, you know, ambitions around AI. And it's sped things up quite a bit, right? So it's sort of gone against the slow culture because the waves of change are starting to come more rapidly with the connected systems, the databases, and now AI. And one of the things that we've seen in AI that I think is very different and new for the medical device and life sciences industries is that we're seeing one of the first and most promising use cases and markets for AI in healthcare. And typically, healthcare is waiting, watching how it plays out in other sectors, and then adapting it once it's been kind of tried and true. And with AI, we're seeing, you know, it being touted as a game changer in healthcare right away before it's even necessarily impacted other industries to that same degree yet.
Absolutely. I have been seeing a lot of that as well. So what challenges to medtech ER&D does this create in our space?
Well, it creates challenges where new technologies need to be incorporated into devices or device systems. And some of those new technologies aren't core competencies, right? So if we think about, you know, what have been the factors that have accelerated this pace of innovation, you know, I talked about connectivity, but there's also compute power, right? Compute power with cloud computing has gone up quite a bit. And you have a lot of devices that are embedded systems where core competency might be in that embedded realm, right? It might be an energy delivery system or a diagnostic system, but all of a sudden there needs to be expertise in connectivity. There needs to be, you know, the Internet of Things or the Internet of Medical Things. Cybersecurity comes hand in hand with connectivity. And, you know, in addition to the technology changing, which we've been talking about a little bit here, the regulations around these things have been evolving as well, with cybersecurity being a prominent aspect of that. So you are seeing that devices that might have sort of a core, and companies and R&D organizations that have a core expertise are needing to go beyond that and figure out, you know, how to go beyond that, because there's more to a medical device system or platform today than there was 10 and 15 years ago. And in a lot of cases, as I said, it's not core competency.
Absolutely. So what are you seeing? How are med tech companies reacting and adapting to these changes?
Oh, that's a great question, right? And I think different people are taking different tacks with it, but we're seeing some patterns emerge. There's an article that Bain put out earlier this year that has some data out of it that I think is worth mentioning, because I think it speaks to that very question. So 60% of technology executives, so this goes beyond medical device but includes medical device specifically, 60% of technology executives plan to increase outsourcing over the next 3 years. And you know, why is that? Because if you have a system and you have differentiated value based on a core competency within a medical device, but you need to be connected and you need to have a cloud backend of some sort, and you need to have interoperability with an electronic medical record system or otherwise, you may not have that expertise that goes beyond your core competency. And so then there's a decision: am I going to grow that core competency within my organization, or am I going to partner, outsource in some way? And I think people are making different decisions around different components or technology elements in their system. But I think what we're seeing with this trend and this uptick in outsourcing is that they are partnering to fill some of those competency voids that they're having. And one of the things that stands out here in terms of what qualifies outside partners for these technology executives, the number one thing that was, you know, 73% of respondents commented on was specific industry expertise. So it's not just about the technology, but it's also about the context. And in our situation, the medical device industry, that context has particular importance.
Yes, absolutely, it does. And you see, these are competencies that they, in fact, don't necessarily have themselves, and they really do need that outside help. So specifically, how should those in the medtech industry prepare their organization for this new pace of change?
Well, there's a lot to that, but I think to try and, you know, hit on it fairly quickly, there's a process that organizations may have gone through, so they have this at their fingertips. And a lot of organizations, you know, haven't done it or haven't done it recently, where they really kind of take an inventory of their competencies, looking at, you know, where are their core competencies and where are their gaps in key areas, right? And I think that key areas is an important thing to expand on a little bit. If a medical device executive is thinking about what it's going to take to be successful in today's market, there are, you know, aspects of their offering that are core value, core competency, but really understanding what else do I need to have to really play effectively in this market, right? And I've been talking a lot about, you know, connectivity, and that's not brand new, but it's newer, and some of the implications of that connectivity and then things that are sprouting off of that are becoming more and more important. So looking at that, you know, AI is clearly a buzzword and talked a lot about, but it is the result of more connected systems, more available data upon which to perform analyses and apply algorithms to get greater and greater value. And I think, you know, there's a lot of organizations that don't have that as a core competency, as an example. Maybe connectivity is a core competency, but the cybersecurity regulations, which are new and evolving, is not a core competency, right? So some examples of things that are newer or changing, and how to look at those and think about where there is strength, where there is not strength. And then based on that, there's a decision matrix. You know, do you build an internal team? Do you leverage a partner to help fill an immediate hole so you don't impact time to market as you're building up an internal team? You know, or do you pick areas where you want to establish a partnership where that partner has expertise in a certain area and you can focus more on your core competency and trust in that partnership for that area outside of your competence? So, you know, that is a process that we recommend, and we do see a lot of organizations going through that to deal with this change.
Wow, that's really, really interesting and very insightful. So what are some key takeaways as we wrap up?
Well, I mean, I think the rate of change is here to stay. You know, one of the key things is that the industry used to go through sort of a technology evolution, and then there'd be a new normal for a while, and you could sort of plateau for a little bit. I think what we're seeing now is the waves of change are coming so frequently that this state of playing catch up or trying to adapt is going to become sort of a steady state, and it's harder. It's a steeper hill to climb. You know, and then I think just what we talked about, understanding your organization, understanding where you might need help or need to make change, and then putting realistic plans in place to achieve your goals, whether it be through growing internal teams or whether it be through partnering to really gain some expertise in a faster way so that you don't have to go through the lag time of building something up internally. You know, I'd say those are some key takeaways from what we're seeing in the industry today.
Excellent. Well, Matt, thank you for joining us for the podcast and for sharing your insights with our listeners. Really appreciate you being here today.
Well, thank you for having me. It's really been a pleasure to speak with you, Sherry.
If you'd like to provide feedback on this episode or suggest future guests, please email me at sherry.trigg@saemediagroup.com. You can listen to this podcast at medicaldesignbriefs.com/podcasts or on your favorite podcast app such as Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Thank you for listening, and watch for more coverage of exciting new technologies on Here's an Idea.